perhaps 40 bits a second at most. Millions and millions of bits are condensed to a conscious experience that contains practically no information at all. As I understood Dr. Hulin to say, since we don't have any true awareness of what is happening in any given moment, all we can do is turn it all over and trust. It's all about 100% responsibility for everything in your life. Everything. He says his work is about cleaning himself. That's it. As he cleans himself, the world gets clean because he is the world. All outside of him is projection, illusion, and so forth. While some of this sounded Jungian, in the sense that the outer that you see is the shadow side of your own life, what Dr. Hulin seemed to be describing was beyond all of that. He seemed to be acknowledging that everything is a mirror of you, but he also was saying that everything you experience is your responsibility to fix, and from the inside of yourself by connecting to the divine. For him, the only way to fix the outer anything is by saying, "I love you," to the divine, which could be described as God, life, the universe, or any number of terms for that collective higher power. Whew, this was quite a conversation. Dr. Hulin didn't know me from Adam, but he was giving me plenty of his time, and confusing me along the way. He's almost 70 years old, and probably a walking guru to some and a nutcase to others. I was thrilled to have spoken with Dr. Hulin for the first time, but I wanted more. I clearly didn't understand what he was telling me, and it was real easy to resist him or dismiss him. But what haunted me was the story of his using this new method to heal throwaway cases, such as mentally ill criminals. I knew Dr. Hulin had an upcoming seminar, and I asked him about it. "What will I get out of it?" I asked. "You will get whatever you get," he said. Well, that sounded like the old S training of the 1970s. Whatever you get is what you were supposed to get. "How many people will be at the seminar?" I asked him. "I keep cleaning so only the people ready to be there will be there," he said. "Maybe 30 or 50. I never know." Before we ended our call, I asked E what the signature on his emails meant. POI means peace of I, he explained. It is the peace that surpasses all understanding. I didn't understand what he meant at the time, which today makes perfect sense. The shocking truth about intentions. After that first call with Dr. Hulin, I eagerly wanted to know more. I asked him about the seminar he was doing a few weeks later. He didn't try to sell me on it. He said he was constantly clearing, so only the right people went to it. He didn't want a crowd. He wanted open hearts. He trusted that divinity, his favorite term for the power bigger than all of us, yet all of us, would bring the right arrangement. I asked my friend Mark Ryan, the man who first told me about Dr. Hulin, if he wanted to attend. I offered to pay his way as a gift for telling me about this miracle and miracle worker. Mark agreed, of course. I did a little more research before the trip. I wondered if this therapist's method had anything to do with Huna, a popular healing method from Hawaii. As I read, I learned it had nothing at all to do with it. Huna is the name that entrepreneur-turned-author Max Freedom Long gave his version of Hawaiian spiritualism. He claimed to have learned a secret tradition from Hawaiian friends while working as a schoolteacher in Hawaii. He founded the Huna Fellowship in 1945 and later published a series of books, one of the most popular being The Secret Science Behind Miracles. While fascinating, Long's work had nothing to do with the therapist I was investigating. As I was beginning to learn, the therapist was practicing something Long had never heard of before, at least not in the way Dr. Hulin practiced it. As I kept reading and learning, my curiosity deepened. I couldn't wait for the day I would fly out and meet the healer himself. I flew out to Los Angeles, met with Mark, and went to Calabasas, California. Mark showed me L.A. before doing so, and we had a great time. But we both wanted to meet the man we had heard so much about. While Mark and I had stimulating and deep conversations over breakfast, what we both wanted was the seminar. When we went to the event room, we found a line of about 30 people. I kept trying to stand on my toes so I could see over everyone's heads. I wanted to see the healer. I wanted to see the mystery man. I wanted to see Dr. Hu Lin. When I finally made it to the door, Dr. Hu Lin made it to me. "Aloha, Joseph," he said, extending his hand. He was soft-spoken, yet with charisma and authority. He wore Dockers, sneakers, an open shirt, and a business jacket. He also wore a baseball cap, which I later learned is his trademark. "Aloha, Mark," he said to my friend. There was small talk as he asked about our flight, how long it took to get from Texas to Los Angeles, and so on. I loved this man instantly. Something about his quiet confidence and grandfatherly style of being made me resonate with him. Dr. Hu Lin likes to start on time. As soon as the event began, he called on me. "Joseph, when you delete something from your computer, where does it go?" "I have no idea," I replied. Everyone laughed. I'm sure they had no idea either. "When you erase something from your computer, where does it go?" he asked the room. "To the recycle bin," someone shouted out. "Exactly," Dr. Hu Lin said. "It's still on your computer, but it's out of sight. Your memories are like that. They are still in you, just out of sight. What you want to do is erase them." I found this fascinating, but I had no idea what it meant or where it was going. Why would I want memories permanently deleted? "You have two ways to live your life," Dr. Hu Lin explained, "from memory or from inspiration. Memories are old programs replaying. Inspiration is the divine giving you a message. You want to come from inspiration. The only